Hello, I'm Jonas Littmann. I work at Pangutronics in the kernel team, and I also work on our bootloader Bearbox, of which we've heard a presentation before. I'll give a very quick lightning talk of 10 minutes about a new feature we've implemented for factory data. Typically, we use system images for the Bearbox kernel system. They are identical across all units. We only build them once. We only have one update image, but sometimes there arises a need for unit-specific data. So for a single instance of a board, that might be things like serial numbers, MAC addresses, the specific hardware configuration on the unit, our version, and calibration data. And they also should be part of a secure boot chain. And we had to come up with a solution of how we store this unit-specific data. So we came up with the Bearbox TLV, tag length value format, that is supposed to be parsed only once in the bootloader, and then it's passed on to the kernel. I will get to signage, which is the part that I implemented in the end of the talk. And we also wanted this format to be extensible to any fields, any bits of information that boards would need. So those were the requirements for the design. What we came up with is a format that looks like this. And at its core, it has the list of tag length value fields. So the tag is just a 2 bytes identifier of the field. The length is the length of the value. And the value can be any data. As we can see here, it can be a string, or it can be binary data that is interpreted in an arbitrary way. We have some defaults, but for extensibility, as I said earlier, it's not designed strictly by the format which fields are available. And therefore, we have a magic, which is specific to the TLV interpretation to the board, or to at least the single file that's on our board. And it defines the interpretation of the values of a TLV. Then we have some standard file format things like the length. We have the length of a signature. What we see here is an unsigned TLV. And then we have a checksum. As it's a custom format, when generating those files, we don't only need the data that is to be stored. We also need a description of what fields are in this specific type of TLV. What is the interpretation of each tag for this magic number? And so here is an example schema and an example data. One way we offer how they are generated in production is this Python script, the TLV generator, that consumes such YAML files and is easy. It supports a bunch of formats already, but is easily extensible for other binary interpretations. Then on the Bearbox side, it's defined in the device tree where a TLV can be found on a partition. And there we receive the binary of the file. And for the interpretation, the TLV decoder is interpreted as a driver and is matched with the compatible on the driver bus. So to define such a decoder, it needs a compatible string. It needs the magic, and then it needs a list of mappings that correspond to the interpretation of the single fields. So that's the tag. A function that is called on each field, and the name of the field. And the handlers is the name of the functions. They consume the information. They might do something with it, but also they put the string representation in it as a fix-up on the device tree, and in that way is passed back to the kernel. So in summary of the format, it's a key-value format It's custom by having a definition of tags to formats by the magics, and after handling them, the string representation is passed on to the kernel. Now we can get on to signature. Signature is not mandatory. It is enabled by setting name of a signature keyring in the decoder struct. And the keyrings are, the public keys are built into the Barebox binary, and they are selected in menu config, where an arbitrary number of RSA and ECDSA keys can be added to a keyring. And for easy integration in a build system, environment variables can also be specified in this kconfig symbol, which will be expanded. Either single keys can be expanded, or the whole keyring specification can be extended. So at this point, we have signed TLV files somewhere in our EEPROM or something like this. They cannot be manipulated, but they are valid across all builds of Barebox. So as they contain unit-specific data, there may be a need to prevent interchange of those TLV files across units, so that a TLV is not only valid for the Barebox, but is also only valid on a single unit and is otherwise rejected. And this is solved in a very simple manner. So we bind to some already authenticated value, which should be in silicon on the SoC. It could be a SOCU ID or a MAC address, and we just add a handler. Here is an example for the SOCU ID, and all we need to do is compare the SOCU ID in silicon to the SOCU ID provided in the TLV, and if they don't match, we abort, and this aborts parsing of the complete TLV file to ensure that it's only valid for the unit that matches this SOCU ID or MAC address. That concludes my presentation.